Welcome to Music in a New World, America's Ethnic Traditions. In digital recordings made for this series, we'll hear immigrants throughout the U.S. show the musical gifts they bring to these shores. Our host is ethnomusicologist Carl Signell.
Usually, dojo mean judo dojo or kendo, you know, Japanese fencing, or karate dojo. Because we are not only looking for the playing music through the drum, but we have a discipline. And our goal is through the drum, myself and the drum get to oneness. One.
The man who takes Japanese folk drumming and infuses it with martial arts discipline is Seiichi Tanaka. His drum ensemble is called Taiko Dojo, and it's a symbol of ethnic pride for Japanese Americans. At the annual Cherry Blossom Festival of San Francisco's Japantown, Taiko Dojo is a big hit. When they parade down Main Street, even the police escort gets excited. Japanese martial arts emphasize spiritual training, especially to concentrate the mind in making the transition from the workaday world. Tanaka says the Taiko Dojo does similar spiritual training.
Meditation and breath control, breathing, you know, mind. Everybody has a business daytime, our group people, see? So they come to practice. That is completely different field, different world.
Meditation and martial arts, Japanese folk drumming and no drama, kabuki, even kulintang music from the Philippines. It's all marvelously integrated by Tanaka in a personal sound which speaks to the Japanese American soul, the Taiko Dojo Drum Ensemble. The piece, Space Noto.
Thank you.
That was San Francisco's Taiko Dojo Drum Ensemble, led by Seiichi Tanaka, basically Japanese, but successfully eclectic. On the East Coast, a more traditional and more feminine genre is nurtured by two Japanese women. Reiko Kamata plays the koto, a large zither with a refined sound, something like a harp. Yoko Gates sings and plays the shamisen, a sharply percussive-sounding lute. Mrs. Gates tells the story of the poem she will sing.
This kurokami means black hair, and in ancient times, they tied the black hair very up high, and they made the hair knots. And the first text says, "The promise between my lover and I was as tight as my hair knot. But now I have to untie since my partner broke promise and I have to sleep alone. And nobody really understands how I feel. It's very quiet outside, only the temple bells ringing. When I was sleeping, I had a little dream. In that dream, my lover came out in the dream and I had a wonderful time. Now I had to wake up in the morning. I really adore him, but he's not here. And outside, the snow is piling up."
Oh.
That was Yoko Gates in Westerly, Connecticut, singing and playing the Japanese shamisen. Reiko Kamata accompanied her on the koto. To end this program, here's Yoko-san playing some less traditional Japanese music for the koto. Playing the Japanese koto in Westerly, Connecticut, Yoko Gates. We've been listening to Japanese music in the United States, West Coast and East Coast. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you liked it. The Taiko Dojo was recorded by Dan Gleich, and I made a digital copy of his analog master. The rest of the music, the program, and the broadcast masters for this program are digital. Post-production is at the Image Factory in Alexandria, Virginia. I'm Carl Signell. Join me, won't you, for the next edition of Music in a New World.
This program is produced by Carl Signell for WPFW, a Pacifica member station. Funds from the National Endowment for the Arts and from the L.J. and Mary C. Skaggs Foundation.